Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Come in.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Robert.
Hayden.
Hey, Olive Oil.
I hate to bug you on Sunday. We just came by to see if we could borrow your ladder.
You're kidding, right?
No, sir.
Well, between the two of you, what is there you can't reach?
Well, see, wait. Let me guess. You bought a hat and you want to put it on Judy's head.
Excellent, Coach.
No, let me guess here. I can get this. Is she concerned about the ozone layer and she wants to see it for herself?
Are you done?
Yeah, well, I guess so.
May we borrow the ladder?
Yeah, on one condition. You gotta tell me what you want it for.
We're gonna hang decorations in the gymnasium. We're having a fair for underprivileged kids.
It's in the garage.
Thanks, Coach.
I hope you feel really small now, Hayden.
I do. But next to you, I always feel small!
Feels so good. Well, I gotta tell you something. You are in great shape. You know that?
Well, thank you.
No. I mean it, huh? You're just like a little hot rod.
A hot rod?
Yeah. Hey, gee, you're tight and compact. You handle great in the curbs. So, what kind of car do you think I am?
I really do have to leave.
Oh, no, come on. Play along, Christine. If I was a car, what kind of car would it be?
Okay. I guess you'd be a sexy Italian sports car.
Oh.
One of the long, sleek ones with a turbocharger, bucket seats that hug your body. And I would drive you with leather gloves on and nothing else.
Christine, don't go now. Honey, I want to go for a drive.
Sorry to interrupt, but I brought your ladder back.
No, you're not interrupting. I was just leaving.
I thought Gobber and Judy had my ladder.
Well, they did, but I was with them at the fair, so I said I'd bring it back.
Oh, that's right. How did the fair go?
Terrific. Oh, God, those kids are so appreciative of everything. Mm. And Judy's so great with them. You should see how their eyes just light up when they see her.
Sure, they think Big Bird's come to town.
Would you stop?
Stop what?
You are always so mean to Judy. I think she's a doll.
So do I. And I'll tell you who else thinks so. Mrs. Rizzendo.
Pamela Rizzendo? Dear... wealthy, widowed Pamela Rizzendo?
She was the chairwoman of the whole event.
I didn't know Mrs. Rizzendo cared about underprivileged kids. Jeez, if I'd known that, I'd given my time.
Hayden, I wish you wouldn't be so obvious about going after her money.
Oh, come on, what about Judy Watkins? I mean, I'm not saying she doesn't care about underprivileged kids, but everybody in the athletic department wants to get their grubby little paws on the Rizzendo millions. I'm just the only one that's honorable enough to admit it. If she didn't hate me so much, I'd be the one to get it.
Come on, Dad, you can't blame her. I mean, you have lied to her over and over and over again to try to get her money.
Kelly, I have lied to her twice, and both times I had to. I have to lie about underprivileged kids. I love underprivileged kids. The more underprivileged, the better. I'm going to call her up and volunteer for that program.
Hayden, you don't do charity work to get on somebody's good side.
Anyway, it's already too late. That fund driver's over for this year. She's on to her next project.
Well, I can care about that one, too. What is it?
It's a stay-in-shape program for senior citizens.
Physical fitness! Perfect! That's me!
Is that like Never Too Late to Feel Great program?
Yeah, and Judy's leading one of the exercise groups.
Hey, maybe I could lead one of those groups.
You can't do these things for the wrong reasons. It won't work.
What do you mean, it won't work?
Don't you believe in karma?
No. What is it?
It's the belief that what goes around comes around. Like, for every wrong thing you do, you pay a price.
Oh, did either one of you bother to think that maybe somebody owes me something? I was married to her mother for 4 years. I gotta have some karma in the bank.
Mrs. Risendow? Excuse me, Mrs. Risendow, but Coach Fox is still outside waiting to see you. I hate to bother you, but he's been here since 10 this morning.
What time is it now?
Almost 5.
I was really hoping he'd go away. But I suppose there should be some reward for persistence. Show him in.
Excuse me. Coach Fox?
Hello. What?
Mrs. Risendow will see you now.
Oh, great, great. Oh, well, thanks for the magazines.
Coach Fox.
Hey, Mrs. Risendow.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
Ah, well, yeah, well, there's just no need to apologize.
When you called last night, you said you wanted to mend fences.
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Well, I don't think our fences need mending as long as there's one between us.
Well, frankly, Mrs. Risendow, I want to take that fence down. As you may know, I've become something of a celebrity. Well, I mean, with all the press and everything, due to my team's unprecedented success this year.
Yours is the football team, right?
Yes. Now, you're having some fun with me now, huh? But you may not know that I've also enjoyed some personal success in my life. I've been recently engaged to a wonderful woman, Christine Armstrong.
The newscaster. Yes, I know of her. She's quite well thought of.
She's very well thought of.
Oh, won't her engagement to you destroy that?
Yeah. You're pulling my chain again. But this is good, you know. I mean, we're joking back and forth, having a good time and everything. May I sit down? Here, please?
Yeah. Come on. Yep. Oh, you must have paid a lot for this then. Yeah.
The point is, Mrs. Risendow, I am a changed man. You see, I no longer need your money. What I need, Mrs. Risendow, is your respect.
You have a better chance of getting my money.
Oh, boy, you're quite the wit today. That little nappy must have done you some good. But seriously, though, I would like to make amends for my past behavior. You see, I know that you're involved in a project called It's Never Too Late to Feel Great. One of the elderly shut-ins I deliver meals to told me, and Mrs. Risendow, I just want to help our senior citizens.
Well, here we go again. Someone's told you this is my latest cause, and you're going to get on my good side by having me believe that you give a tinker's damn for the elderly.
Mrs. Risendow, I give the Hoover damn about the elderly. Come on. Let me do something to help.
I think we're well-staffed, Coach Fox, but thank you for the offer. Now, if there's nothing else, good day.
Wait a minute. I can't believe this. You're saying no? Since when does a charity turn down volunteers?
We're making history here, Coach Fox. Good day.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know someone was there. Hello, sweetheart. Whoa, wait a minute. Hey, huh? Aren't you Hayden Fox?
Yeah?
Jack Hammond here. This is a real treat.
This is my fiancé.
Your fiancé? Oh, hey, ho, hey, all right. Well, you're taking the dive, too? Hey, congratulations. Hi. Oh, boy, you got a wonderful gal over there, Jack.
Coach Fox was just leaving.
Yeah, I sure was. I was just leaving.
Hey, listen, congratulations on a great season. You really whipped those young men into shape.
Well, whipping people into shape is my profession. I was just telling your lovely young bride here that I would like to be a part of the Never Too Late program.
What a great idea.
I thought so.
But I told Coach Fox we didn't need his help.
Didn't, yeah?
Well, honey, why not?
I don't know. Well...
We already have the little Watkins girl in charge.
Little Judy Watkins? Little Judy? I love to work with little Judy Watkins.
Hey, listen, now, Coach Fox is a big name in sports. He could get us a lot of press.
Well, then use me. I am yours.
Well, I suppose it wouldn't hurt to have two group leaders.
And if you want to stick to one group leader and dump Judy, that's fine with me.
No, I think we'll stay with two.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to take a shower. Welcome aboard, Coach.
Well, I'm aboard.
All right, Fox, you've weaseled your way in, but you listen to me, and you listen good. This program means a lot to Jack, and Jack means a lot to me. Your motives had better be as pure as you say they are.
They are.
Good. Because if they're not, and anything goes wrong, I'll destroy you. I mean that.
This is a great move, Hayden. Not only are you going to get in good with Mrs. Risendo, you're going to drive Judy nuts.
Yeah, I know.
I love it when you drive her nuts. I wish I could do stuff like that. I just can't do it. I wish I could drive people nuts. Some people can do that, but I can't. I wish I could, but I just can't seem to be able to do it.
Well, I just think you're being too hard on yourself, bud.
No, I just can't drive people crazy. I wish I could, but I just can't.
Luther, you can drive a dead man crazy.
No, sure, you're saying that. You're my friend.
Hey, Watkins. Hey, Dobby Doo.
Hey, Coach.
Working out for your Never Too Late program, I see.
How'd you know that?
Well, I was just over chatting with my good friends Pammy and Jack, and they told me. Got a surprise for you.
It's gonna drive you nuts.
Guess who your new co-leader's gonna be?
Mrs. Risendo asked you to help me.
He's driving you nuts, isn't it?
Great! How are you gonna be working with Judy?
Oh, come on, Michael. Don't you see what he's doing?
Apparently not.
He doesn't give a damn about this cause. The only reason he's doing it is to suck up to Mrs. Risendo.
He's driving you nuts, too, isn't it?
Well, I just dropped by to give you the good news. See you on Saturday.
Wait a minute. You just can't waltz in here next Saturday and lead an exercise class. You don't know the first thing about exercising with seniors.
You just do everything slower, right?
Look, this may be a big joke to you and Lou Costello, but it's not to me, and it's not to Mrs. Risendo. If you're going to do this, you had better do it right. There are many specific exercises, and I don't want anybody getting hurt.
All right. Show me what you got.
We start with some gentle upper body warm-ups, and I use these.
Hey, look, Lou, the Judy Watkins doll.
Gets the kinks out of the neck and the back and loosens us up for the exercises that will follow.
You know, Judy, I bet you if you used a metal pole, you'd get UHF.
We gradually pick up the pace.
Pick up the pace, pick up the pace.
Faster, faster, faster.
Faster, faster, faster. Boy, am I sweating.
Faster, faster, faster.
All right, our next exercise.
What do you mean next exercise is? I mean, why do we have to do the whole routine? Just leave it with me and I'll look it over and work on it by myself.
Fine.
All right.
Less time I have to spend with you, the better. Routine is on the wall. If you have any questions, ask Michael.
Thanks. Hey, Michael, why are you dating Judy? Come on, I need your help, guys.
That's what I thought. You hurt yourself,
oh,
didn't you?
Man, I pulled something.
Oh, no, I'll get Judy. She'll know what to do.
No. Come on, the last thing I want is for Watkins to find out. Here, just take this thing out, would you?
What, the pole?
Yeah, take it out.
Where does it seem to be hurting?
Go! Oh, no. Put it back in. Put it back in.
You got a spasm. You want us to try and get you home?
No, I want you to stick me in a cornfield. Of course I want to go home. Why is this happening to me? What did I do to deserve this?
Oh, no. Why do bad things always happen to good people?
Doc!
Second time you've done that. Watch it.
Well, I gotta go through the door sideways. I'm not exactly in control here.
Well, next time, try to give me some warning, would you? Oh. Geez, that's the third time. Why don't you take that thing out?
I can't take it out. It's the only thing that makes the pain bearable. Take this off.
Maybe we should have gone to the hospital.
Go to the hospital? I only need a couple days rest.
Is there anything I can get you? A hot pack, cold pack, six pack?
No, I'm just gonna get some aspirin.
Good thinking. Here, let me get it for you. I'll get it. Can I take your clothes off?
Where do you think I'm taking the aspirin?
So you can get into bed.
No, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Well, I should be feeling better any minute now. Put the aspirin on my tongue, would you please? Give me the water. Water. I'll pick up some water. Okay. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, what the hell are you trying to draw me for, Luther?
I'm not a doctor, I'm your friend. I'm just trying to do some help. What are you yelling at me for?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell at you. I'm in agony. I've never been in this much pain before.
Want me to get that?
Would you please?
I have a bump on the back of my head. I'm going to have to sleep on my face. Hello?
It's for you.
Well, of course it's for me. Find out who it is.
He's on the can. May I ask who's calling? It's Mrs. Risendell.
Why did you tell Mrs. Risendell I was on the can?
Well, what am I going to tell her? I don't know. You got a pole in your Philly Zoo.
Never mind. Just give me the phone.
Hold on. I'm going to take it in there.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Put the phone up to my ear.
Hayden, don't get up. It's Mrs. Risendell. I'm sure you want to talk to her.
Hello? No. It's no bother at all. No. You're kidding. That's great. Oh, well, sure. Oh, I'll see you. See you tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Oh, I can hardly wait. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bye-bye. Hang it up.
So what's good news?
It's not good news. It's terrible news. Good Morning America found out I was involved in this thing and going to do a live remote from the gym tomorrow morning.
Well, you can't exercise tomorrow morning. You can't even move.
Well, just take me to the doctor. Maybe they give me a shot or something.
That's good thinking. You're going to get some help finally.
Why don't we go through the first few exercises so that we're warmed up when the show starts?
Good idea. Listen, everybody, let's take our places. Where's Coach Fox?
Oh, there's my man.
Thank you.
How's he doing?
He's in a truss. If he doesn't have to move his upper body, he should be okay.
We're just gonna do some warm-up exercises.
Fine.
You all right? You look a little, stiff.
Just slept funny. I'm great.
Okay, I know it's early, so what do you say we loosen up with some gentle upper body stretching? Put your hands behind your head like this, and one, and two, and one, and come on, Hayden, two, and one.
Coach Fox, aren't you going to join us? Two.
Well, I would, Mrs. Brisbane, but I mean,
and
does this really seem like warm-up exercises to anybody?
Two, what do you mean?
And
well, I mean, one. Kind of seem like they're for old people, and I don't see any old people here. Am I right? What do you say we just do a little running in place? Huh? How's that sound?
Good.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Running in place? They haven't even stretched yet.
You're stretched enough for all of us. Start with a little trotting, huh? Yeah, there we go. Come on, let's get those knees up hard. Keep it going now. Keep it going.
This is not right, Hayden.
Yeah.
This is the first time a lot of these people have exercised in years.
Come on, Pam. Let's see you use those gams, babe. Atta boy. Look at this Jack, huh? Atta boy, Jack. Get those knees up. My gosh, 70 years old, and he's having a heart attack.
Jack.
Is he all right?
He's dead.
Oh.
You killed him.
I killed your fiancé?
Way to go, Hayden.
Amy, way to go! Somebody call a doctor. Maybe we can revive him.
It's too late.
Well, I mean, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my whole life. Life can't get any worse than this.
Now, live from Minnesota State University, Hayden Fox and his Never Too Late to Feel Great program.
Oh, God.
What is it?
Huh?
You were screaming your head off.
I was? Well, I guess I was having a dream. Oh, hey, it was a dream, huh? Oh, thank God.
I'm so sorry Mrs. Risendo has kept you waiting. I'm sure she'll be able to see you shortly.
Oh, I tell you, hey, on second thought, I don't think I'm going to be seeing her today.
You're leaving?
Oh, I'm getting the hell out of here. You tell her, though, I really appreciate her wanting to see me, and maybe I'll call on her again when I have a little bit more karma in the bank.